contestant is Nuria Mahmoud, and the topic is Islamophobia in North America.
Staff and students at the ISK. My name is Nuria Mahmoud, and my topic is Islamophobia in North America. Phobia comes from the Greek word phobos. It is defined in the medical world as a persistent fear of an object or situation in which someone goes to great lengths in avoiding the object or situation. This is disproportional to the actual danger and often recognized as irrational. For example, an individual who has fear of mice, seriophobia, but lives in an area where there is no mice. However, the concept of mice causes marked distress. Islam means peace and surrender. How can a phobia or an ailment in thought process be associated with peace? This is the subject of discussion today. Islamophobia. You've probably heard of the term before in the news, in the newspaper, school or work, YouTube, email, Facebook, or elsewhere. This has created many controversies, catching everyone's attention through the media. First, Islamophobia literally means fear of Islam. It may lead to avoiding, which can be seen at times as the act of discrimination. This may have an impact on practices as well as public, economic, and social life. Some may call it face of racism. This term is used after the 9/11 attack. The 9/11 attack occurred on September 11, 2001. Terrorists hijacked four planes in which they intentionally crashed two of them in the Twin Towers in the World Trade Center in New York City. The hijackers crashed the third airline in the Pentagon, which is located in Arlington, Virginia. The final and fourth airliner was crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There were no survivors from the flight. The terrorists happened to have Muslims' names and background. People became stereotypical and believed that most, if not all, Muslims had similar ideas. People became fearful and doubtful about Muslims. After the 9/11 attack, this term was commonly seen in the media. Some wanted revenge and payback on Muslims for injuring and killing people in the 9/11 attack. One person went overboard by producing an event called Burn a Quran Day. In protest of the 9/11 disaster, a pastor named Terry Jones from Florida tried to get people from around the world to burn a Quran from 6 to 9 p.m. on the anniversary of 9/11. With the Facebook page and immediate media response, this campaign was greatly advertised. Terry Jones was later stopped by the FBI. On April 24th, Terry Jones was briefly arrested after refusing to pay a peace bond before a scheduled demonstration outside of the Islamic Center of America. A lot of people also created controversy by protesting about the Park 51, the Ground Zero Mosque, which was announced during the summer of last year. The Park 51 building was planned to be used as a prayer area for Muslims, a recreational area, and a place for people who were affected by 9/11 to stay. Although from the building the Twin Towers weren't visible, many say establishing a mosque too close to the site would be offensive since the hijackers are Islamic terrorists. These two examples are only two of the many recent events that took place. The way of stopping Islamophobia is educating people more about Islam. One-on-one is the best. Other ways are by starting a Facebook group or educational activities. Maybe bringing them to the mosque and teaching them a bit about Islam. Maybe sharing assignment about Islam in your current events or sharing assignments. Joining groups such as Stop the War could be get the point across to the political elite. However, you need to learn and have more information about Islam and why it is a religion or a way of life. You could also attend conferences and educational sessions in the mosque. And finally, don't believe everything you see in the media, because A lot of it is personal opinion, and the facts could be exaggerated. Improvement begins with I. It is not what I say, but what I do. Show with your conduct and that how Muslims are. This is how Prophet, peace be upon him, and his Sahaba did. They motivated people by their personal examples. Doing your job properly, either within or outside your home, is a way of letting your community know that you are a peaceful, loving, and law-abiding citizen of this country. In conclusion, I would say that Islam is my way of life. Please help stop Islamophobia and do your part by setting a good example. Thank you for listening. Jazakallah khair.
Thank you very much, Nuria. At the end of her presentation, she actually has a recorded round of applause, in case there wasn't one from the audience, I guess.